USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Capitol is on lockdown as thousands of supporters of President Trump are protesting on the steps of Congress. The Cannon House office building and Madison Library of Congress building are being evacuated because of a bomb threat, some protesters becoming unruly and pushing past police. Police are trying to regain order, and members of Congress were working to certify the results of the presidential election. That certification was put on hold. President Trump speaking earlier to supporters outside the White House. After the speech, the supporters took their protests to Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President-elect Joe Biden has selected Judge Merrick Garland to serve as his attorney general, according to people familiar with the situation. Biden selecting Garland over former Senator Doug Jones of Alabama and former Deputy AG Sally Yates. A peaceful night in a Wisconsin town after police were preparing for anything.
Kenosha, Wisconsin was prepared for unrest but none materialized after a prosecutor said Tuesday no charges will be filed in the shooting of Jacob Blake by police officers in late August.
And it is my decision now that I announce today before you that no Kenosha law enforcement officer in this case will be charged with any criminal offense based on the facts and the laws.
District Attorney Michael Gravely also said no additional charges will be brought against Mr. Blake. Although Jacob Blake was armed and resisting arrest, Jacob's uncle Justin called the decision a slap in the face, and where's the justice? From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Today is my first day back on the air since January 1st. On December 31st, I tested positive for COVID-19. I wanted to share my experience and symptoms with you. I woke up Wednesday, December 30th, with cold and flu-like symptoms. I went into urgent care, not really knowing why, since I'd felt that way numerous times in the past, but figured better safe than sorry. A day later, the test results came back and I was positive. These symptoms stayed with me, along with adding fatigue and lack of appetite into the mix. By Saturday, I was 4 days into COVID-19 and feeling okay. In fact, I even told some friends, if not for the positive result, I would have been out doing my normal Saturday routine of running errands, going to the grocery store. It was later in the day, though, I did start noticing where, just out of the blue, my heart rate would jump a little bit, jump enough that I could notice it and feel it. Waking up Sunday after a good, restful night's sleep, I realized I had no sense of taste or smell. The elevated heart rate continued most of Sunday, more prevalent than it had been on Saturday, which made it a struggle pretty much the whole day, and Sunday was probably my worst day, day five. Since Sunday, I've been improving slowly and slowly getting my sense of taste and smell back. Although I had a mild case of COVID-19, it still was no picnic, and I would just say, please wear your mask. Even though they're not 100% effective, they can certainly help the spread. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.